The COVID-19 horror scene emerging in aged care homes in Victoria has renewed calls for better staffing and for more medically trained staff to be on hand. I spoke earlier to Ian Yates, who's CEO of the Council on the Aging. He said it's important, though, to keep perspective during this crisis.
Clearly, a lot of people are doing good things in terms of managing COVID. It's very hard. The other lesson for everybody in this country is if you want to protect older Australians in nursing homes, do the stuff that cuts down community transmission. Because what is different now than from a few weeks ago, Victoria's community transmission has run away, and that means it gets into nursing homes. And the other message for providers is a key part of your emergency plan has to be communication with families. That should have been learned from Newmarch. I think many people have learned it, but clearly some haven't.
So there's a huge difference, it seems, between the deaths in state-owned places in Victoria and privately owned ones. Now, part of the reason for that, apparently, is because under a state law that covers state-owned nursing homes, there is a minimum ratio of staff to clients and also a minimum number of registered nurses being on at any one time. Do you think that's significant and that it points to a need to look at how the federal government regulates aged care?
We certainly need more staffing and we need more qualified staffing in aged care. But we should note that there are aged care providers in the current financial and regulatory regime who meet all of those standards, as just as there are many who don't. I think we need to be very careful about drawing any conclusions in the Victorian situation. Only 10% of homes in Victoria are run by the Victorian government. Vast majority of those are not in the affected areas. Within the affected areas, a number of Victorian government homes do have COVID cases. But they haven't run away, but neither have they in about 70 of the 77 aged care facilities that do have COVID. So I think we need to be very careful about jumping to conclusions or using COVID to fight earlier battles.
Ian Yates, CEO of the Council on the Aging. Carol Anne Barkler is Executive Officer of the Aged Rights Advocacy Service in South Australia. She agrees with Ian Yates that the picture of aged care is complex and the current crisis is not necessarily sending the right message. She argues that more nurses in aged care are not necessarily the answer.
I think it is simplistic because we've clearly had outbreaks in hospitals where there's clearly been groups of health professionals using PPE able to protect themselves. And so I suppose from my perspective, I believe that this is a very virulent virus. And I am concerned that we move to that conclusion very quickly.
Are you saying then that it's not really fair that we're just focusing entirely on the quality of aged care as being to blame for what's happening in Victoria?
I think that's true. And trying to divide between public and private, because there certainly have been outbreaks in public as well as private.
It does highlight, though, problems within the system. Would you agree with that?
Look, let's be very, very clear. There's clearly issues, otherwise we wouldn't have a Royal Commission.
When you hear, though, that some of the operating for-profit centres have not got registered nurses on all the time, and clearly when people are old, there's a lot of medical issues to deal with at any given time, is that an argument for ratios so that, you know, that there's a minimum number of staff and that there's a minimum number of medically qualified staff at any given time in an aged care home? Is that what we should be aiming for?
Look, I think this is a complex discussion. I think there needs to be absolutely registered nurses, but we also need to consider other health professionals, such as allied health professionals, speech pathologists, nutritionists. We also need to ensure that there's enough personal care workers to ensure that older people are able to have a good quality care, but also quality life, because we need to understand that older people live in a facility for a period of time.
There's a lot of talk at the moment that the federal regulations are not strict enough, that particularly the corporatised aged care homes are getting away with a lot and to make money. Is there an argument to strengthen federal regulation over aged care? And if so, what part of it would you strengthen? What would you do?
Absolutely. Look, I think there's no doubt that there should be greater transparency in how money is spent. How many registered nurses, how much is spent on food, how much is spent on care. Those kind of measures could certainly assist.
How do you feel that the whole COVID experience has changed the community's attitudes to aged care? Because it certainly brought a lot out in the open, hasn't it?
Certainly has brought a lot out into the open. It has demonstrated the vulnerabilities of older people and also people in community living settings, and how we need to absolutely put in place the best protections possible. But my concern is that I don't want to conflate COVID outcomes, because you have had serious outbreaks in health professionals. My concern is you're putting a lot of pressure on, you're saying that if you have a registered nurse who is on site and wearing PPE, you're not going to get COVID. You know, what we need to do is we need to make sure that we have the right staff to meet the outcomes for the older person based on their needs.
Carol Ann Barclay, who's Executive Officer of the Aged Rights Advocacy Service in Adelaide.